You're listening to SBS News.
Australian and New Zealand businesses are being urged to wait for medical advice before resuming flights between countries. Business leaders are preparing to start a so-called trans-Tasman bubble. Some travellers are open to the idea, as international travel remains a distant reality.
I'm happy with where we're going today, just in a domestic, but international is a little bit different. I would have some reservations about it at the present time. Medical is not as good as in Australia as overseas, so that's always another reservation, in as much that, you know, once you get into the place, can you get out?
Reopening a route between capitals Canberra and Wellington may be as soon as 1 month away. A proposal by business chambers in Australia and New Zealand are marking flights from July the 1st. If there are no coronavirus cases as a result, other cities will resume operations within weeks. John Hart from the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry says it would help to kickstart the tourism sector. Each country received almost 1.5 million annual visitors from its trans-Tasman neighbour before coronavirus.
We know that industry is ready to go. Industry is ready to get back to work. And as soon as the health advice allows us to do that, we want aircraft to be in the air and flying between Australia and New Zealand.
Canberra Airport already has its own safety measures in place, but understands further checks may be required to get the idea off the ground. Head of Aviation at Canberra Airport, Michael Thompson, says there is definitely a demand to go places.
We would imagine that, a repatriation flight, quite possibly the health authorities would want to take temperature testing on arrival, and also questionnaire filling out as well.
Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack is optimistic, as long as industries follow proper expert medical advice. His Kiwi counterpart, New Zealand Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters, is less so, despite having just one active case of the virus left.
Well, again, this is too early. It doesn't have the support of the Australian government at this point in time. It'll be over to the Australians more than us, because they've got the federal system and they still are not flying interstate.
While both countries remain reluctant to commit to a trans-Tasman timeline, its momentum is growing as travel restrictions continue to ease in Australia. Qantas and Jetstar today announced they will be ramping up domestic flights. The country's biggest airliners will add more than 300 return flights a week. That will increase capacity from 5% of pre-pandemic levels to 15% by July, with a target of 40% by August. Mr. Hart says the industry is ready to go.
Tourism is a major employer. Tourism is a very labour-intensive sector. And what we have to do is everything we possibly can to restart tourism, get tourism operators back in business, and get their staff back to work.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Karketzel, SBS News.